That's why the second step in God's plan for relationships involves genuine love. Don't fall in love, God tells us. Walk in love. Genuine love isn't a passive, quivering mass of good feelings. Genuine love is a deliberate, intentional, honest, and even painful giving up of self-preservation for another person's good. The love that walks is an other-centered love. It says, I'm going to give you what you need, and then follows through. No manipulation, no games, and no power play. And, interestingly enough, it's when we love in this way that we actually fan the flames of romance and those good feelings we all long to enjoy. As we consciously take these first two steps in God's plan, they lead us directly to step three. Instead of fixing your hopes and dreams on another person, fix your hope on God and seek to please Him through this relationship. When it comes to marriage, as we have said, the Hollywood formula is tragically wrong. In the Hollywood version of a wedding ceremony, the couple stands face to face before their gathered friends. The couple basically declares, "You are the most important person in my life. You complete me. You are my perfect mate, the answer to all my dreams." In a wedding that honors God's presence and role, the two people also face each other, welcoming God's blessing and fully acknowledging that they expect God to help them keep the promises they make. But their view of one another could be expressed this way: "You are not the most important person in my life. Christ is. And because Christ is the most important person in my life, I'm going to treat you even better than I could treat you if you were the most important person in my life. Christ will help me love you more than I could ever love you in my own strength alone." In our Bible verses, the phrase "an offering" and "a sacrifice" have to do with serving and selfless devotion. Jesus didn't do something primarily because it would please us. He did something that was pleasing to God. The goal of relationships is not to make sure everything goes our way or makes us happy. The goal is to please God. The best the world can offer as a model for marriage involves two people who are trying hard to please each other. God's prescription creates an exciting prospect in which two people are actually learning to please God by the way they respond to Him and to each other. I want to make this point very clear. When we go the other route and make our personal fulfillment the goal of every relationship, it never works out. And then we assume the problem is the other person, so we go and find someone else. Instead of trying to find out what's wrong with the other person, instead of continually expecting him or her to conform to our needs, we must ask God to make us who He wants us to be and to help us walk in love, giving sacrificially what the other person needs. In my case, it means I can't fix my hope on whether or not my wife is being affectionate. It means accepting that everything is not going to work just the way I want it to all the time. There are times when life is hard and not filled with good feelings. You and I need to be willing to endure the